safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
We'll be back with more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn, they know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights. Giant Studio and Wendy's home of the Giant Player of the Week, which Don Barnes will be reporting on next Friday night, and we'll be looking at all of the players here in just a little bit and looking at the stats, and we'll find a player. It's not always a running back. I mean, they get the yards, and that's you know, quarterback gets the passes, he gets the yards. Sometimes we took a kicker last year, sometimes we took a defensive guy last year. What was it? I can't remember. It was that a linebacker that had like, I don't know, 16, 17 tackles in the game. We took him. So it's just that the Giant, you know, the kid's got to come up Giant-wise. And then, of course, we'll have the Giant game of the month, which you'll be doing. And glad to have you back in here with us. Big thanks to Ezra Wall at Mississippi Public Broadcasting. And he's handling it over there for us tonight. And time now to go to the telephone, and joining us is Kerry Metzler on the right number tonight. I'm glad we're able to work that out, Kerry.
Thank you, sir.
You guys played the Iberville tonight, right?
We did. And give you a little data on the kind of interesting situation. I heard there was internet problems all over the world. We were actually impacted by that on some of our ball games tonight, our broadcast as well. But the WWW was in full force at the Iberville night. That WWW was the two Whaley boys and Whitley, because they did a number on us tonight, Russ. They got the speed. Coach Lee said in the postgame, we're not used to seeing that kind of speed this early in the year, and it did us in tonight. They scored four times in that, they scored less than three plays. Twice they scored on the first play, another time on the second play, another time on the third play, with all big runs and our pass plays. And it did us in tonight. Interesting number, Russ. We rushed for 533 yards, only had one turnover, and we got beat 16 points.
Dang. Good gracious, you had 503 yards on the ground? That's unbelievable.
And got beat.
That's not easy.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
That's not easy to do.
They're fast, okay? No, they're fast. They got, I mean, their quarterback, Jaden Wallet, he's fast. He's a great quarterback. He was 4 or 5 through the air, threw for 200 and got at 200 and something yards. And then Kozlowski, their backup quarterback, he was 2 for 2. He threw for 94 yards. He had some big plays on us. But, you know, as I was riding back from the game, I started thinking about how this game could be described. It's kind of like Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. Okay,
it's one of my favorites.
We'd be there waiting on them, you know, and all of a sudden, beep beep, and they go right by. They're that fast. They got some great speed, but you got to tip your hat. Eric Collins, who was very successful turning Kerber Central around. He's
right.
I think in year 3 now at the Ivyville, and ran the wing T for years. Well, he's changed his philosophy with this bunch, with the speed they've got. They run a lot of shotgun zone read. They run a lot of I back with an H back there, and they throw the football. And they got a really good football team. They're going to score a lot of points. They're going to give up some points, and they'll probably get better on defense. But they're going to score a lot of points this year. They're going to be a tough team to deal with down here in 6A.
Hey, Kerry, this is Matt Timms. Listen, with the amount of rushing yards that y'all had, was there a problem in the red zone as far as scoring?
You're a smart man. We had the ball inside the 10. They held us at 4th and 1. We couldn't get in. And then we had a pass that we couldn't hold on to down there on 4th down right near the goal line. And then we had another time we got down there and we were pitched to go in to score and we had a penalty. And 3 times in the red zone we came away with 0 points. But tip your hat to them. They won the game tonight. They got a good team. They got a lot of speed. A lot of speed in there. Wally and Whitley there. But I say the WWW.
But putting the game in really perspective, though, you were playing up in competition as far as classification, weren't you?
Yeah, but you know, Russ, I think, you know, I'll say this, and I think in some cases that's important, but let's say this. Opperville 4A school, Opperville, JB, they can play with anybody.
Yeah.
East Central 4A school, they can play with anybody.
Yeah.
So 4, 5, and 6, it just depends, you know. I don't think there's a huge difference there. You know, our numbers are real low this year. We only dress like 43 players, so for a 5A school, you know, we're kind of small in numbers, but we match up well with them, and physically we matched up well with them. Just the speed. I mean, and Coach Lee talked about before the game the speed concerned him, and then after the game we talked about it. So we just haven't seen anybody that fast in a long time, and they were quick. I mean, they were something special. But they have a chance to win it down there. Gulfport's got a good team, also got a great quarterback. We'll see them in a couple weeks. So 6A will be interesting on the coast, and maybe this will be the year that one of the 6A teams actually makes a run. The last couple of years, they've had a tough go of once they get into the playoffs. So.
Well, it should be interesting. I got to ask you a question. This really kind of goes back to last year, but East Central had that great running back last year.
Yeah, we saw him.
We saw him in the championship game. But do you know where he went? Did he sign with anyone?
Tony Brown, to my knowledge, Russ. Campbell, who was at Gulf Coast for many years, he came. He went to Central Arkansas, did a good job, and
right.
He was named the head coach of South Alabama. I think that's where Tony Brown's at. I think he's at South.
Well, that was what they were. What they were talking about at the championship games last year was South Alabama.
Right.
And I thought he was one of the best running backs for his size that I have seen in quite a while.
Oh yeah.
And
a hoss.
And you remember now? He got hurt in that championship game.
Yeah, right before the half, the collarbone injury. You know, he was. I mean, there were some great running backs in 4A last year. You look at him. You look at the Bolton kid from Poppleville. That
right.
great game they had in the South State. Our very own Clay Sweet and Jeff Lossett and Clay Jason Baker, our Poppleville crew, called that game last year. I mean, that was a great game. There's a lot of good running backs in 4A last year, and there's probably going to be some teams this year. To have to contend with Poppleville and East Central again in 4A down the South. Poppleville's a solid team, but we were very happy to get a win last week. But you beat a Jay Beach team like we did last week. Had a break or two there, but you feel fortunate about that. And again, you flipped it over tonight. You go play a 6A team in the Ivyville, very well coached by Eric Collins. I mean, there's some good football teams on the coast here this year. 4A will be a real tough 5A will be pretty good. 6A, I think, is going to be a lot stronger than it's been. Biloxi's much better. Gulfport's solid. And we saw very, very, we throw another very good the outfield team tonight. So, you know, that's football.
That's why they play the games. Kerry, have a great weekend. And we'll look forward to seeing if the Maroon Tide can get back on a winning track next week.
Yeah, I'll touch in with y'all a couple weeks down the road. I know, let's get some more callers in there and make this show what it is. Great.
Sounds good, brother. Thanks so much, Kerry. Kerry Metzler, play-by-play voice for the Maroon Tide here on Friday night under the lights. I believe we've got a couple of callers on the phone. Coach Cerami is on the phone. Coach Cerami, welcome to Friday night under the lights. How are you tonight?
Oh, Pat, I'm tired, dude.
You're not tired, are you? It's only 20 to 12. Tell me about your ball game tonight.
I thought our kids played really good, and, you know, we played with a lot of intensity, a lot of emotion. I think if we'd have played that hard last week, it'd have been different. I'm not going to say we'd have won because Northwest Rankin's a superior football team, but I know it wouldn't have been the score it was. But our kids just really, really came together, played as a team, and just played really hard and never let Yazoo County kind of get a hold of anything.
Well, you know, Yazoo County graduated a lot. You know, they had a really solid team last year. What do they have this year? Are they in a rebuilding mode?
Oh, I don't know. I think any time you lose a kid like they had a quarterback last year, you know, number one, he made everybody on the field that had their uniform on, you know, look really good, and he made everybody that was in the other uniform look really bad. So I think any time you lose a great player, it's hard to do, you know, and I don't know if you say rebuilding. I mean, things are just different. But, you know, we've only got three returning starters on each side of the ball as well. So,
yeah.
You know, you just play with what you got and you roll on.
Talking with Coach from the Germantown Mavericks, Tim Schramming. Tim, you know, you've been over there. How long now? Have you been there 7 years yet?
2011.
This is year eight.
Eight, okay. And tell me where your program is in your mind. Are you on track? Are you where you want to be? I'm talking about your program, not necessarily your team this year. Your program.
I think the program itself. You know, we were able to win the 5A All Sports Award this year, which I think, or you know, this last year, which is a testament to the entire athletic department and the community and the administration and everybody. You know, I think we've always been known as a team, I think, that plays hard and works hard and everything. And I think that's where you kind of want to be and hope that you get more wins every year that you go. And so I think the state of the program is pretty good, but that's based on these coaches that we have and the kind of kids we have that are very coachable kids. And we've got a really good staff that bust their tail to make them do right, you know. So the answer to your question is I think we're where we'd like to be, but nobody's ever where they want to be unless you play on December 2nd.
That's right, that championship game, man.
Well, Coach, you know, you compliment every aspect of the program except the coaching staff, and I know you're kind of a humble man, but, man, I've been there with you, and I've seen the work y'all put into it, and y'all live it, and I'll brag on you if you're not going to brag on yourself, but y'all work your tails off, and that's why that program is a factor every year. And I called Russ years ago in the second year of the season, at the beginning of the season, I said, Russ, I don't know much, but I know about football. I've seen these guys work. I've seen these coaches work, and they're going to make the playoffs this year. And Russ said, really? And I said, yeah, man, I'm telling you. And y'all came on like a freight train. But I know you guys. Y'all been in the battles. Been in the playoffs, won championships, you know, all over the state. And I know that y'all's program on the upswing, and y'all got a lot going for you in the community. That community is growing fast, and it's only going to help.
Well, it's a really good place to be. And, you know, like I said earlier, these coaches do a phenomenal job. And, you know, they do a great job of holding the kids accountable. But then what's most impressive is that the kids hold themselves accountable. You know, they knew what they had to do. They knew the mistakes they made, and we knew we played a really good football team, and we went out there like we were going to play Northwest Rankin again. You know, it's kind of like those old South Panola teams and the old Moss Point teams. You know, you got to play like you're mad about something.
Yep. Moss Point did a real good job.
And that's what they did.
Hey, let me ask you something. You know, this, I can't remember a time when we played three games in August. Can you? I mean, that it just seems like this is the first time that's ever happened. Do you like that?
No.
I knew he was going to say
that. I did too.
It's hot.
It's hot.
You know, you know, people complain about the heat, but, you know, if you don't want to be hot, don't live in the South.
Yeah.
You know,
don't play football.
You know, I mean, you know, it's hot here and everything. But, you know, I think it's a, me personally being an old coach, you know, I know a lot of people want to play 85 games and all that stuff. You know, I think there's a lot of baseball coaches involved in football now, and I think they think we got to play 10,000 games. But, you know, I just think we need a little more time. I'd like to back it up a week and, you know, maybe take one game off of there or whatever. But, you know, the bottom line is we're going to do whatever they tell us to do.
Yep.
And we're going to play. If they want us to start in June, by God, we'll start in June. And we're just going to roll on and do what we're supposed to do. You know, if I had my way, you know, there'd be a lot of changes, but I'm just an old coach that just says, they say, you're gonna start here, by God, we're gonna start.
Hey Tim, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Of course, my girls always enjoy when you call into the show because you taught both of them coming up, and we appreciate all the hard work that you put in, and congratulations on the win.
Well, I appreciate it. They were really good students with a really bad teacher.
Yeah. Hey, good students make good teachers. Hey, Tim, we appreciate it, my friend. Have a good weekend.
All right, y'all have a good night.
All right. Germantown Mavericks get back on the winning ways. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, it'll be time for the Malone Roofing Coach's Corner. Tonight, Judd Boswell from Clinton will be in to talk to us. So keep it right here. Home life and auto insurance is offered by your shelter agent, Matt Timms. And we will take a timeout. Friday night, Under the Lights continues. And by the way, I do have the odds. Dr. Dave sent me the odds on two safeties. I'll touch on that before we get back. Back with more tomorrow.
To improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
We'll be back with more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn, they know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Giant Studio for Friday Night Under the Lights, heard tonight on Mississippi public broadcast stations all across the state. Dr. Dave sent this in. We were wondering about two safeties in one game. What are the odds? The odds are one safety occurs every 14.3 games. Two safeties in a game by the same team would happen once every 15 years.
That
may have happened tonight.
That's not very often.
He says, the best I can calculate. However, the odds are so low, just forget it altogether. Probably wouldn't happen anyway. Want to remind you that tonight's show being made possible by Malone Roofing. They started out as roofers, and they thrive as innovators. Coming into the Malone Coach's Corner tonight is the head coach of the Clinton Arrows, who got a solid victory over Vicksburg tonight. Judd Boswell joins us now here on Friday Night Under the Light. And, Judd, you opened up with a win over South Pano. It was big. And then you played Vicksburg tonight, which you were obviously, you outmanned them. What do you think of your team so far? I know it's early, but what do you think of your team so far?
Number one, guys, thank you for having us on the show. I think that we're 2-0 where we were not last year, so that makes me very happy. But you know, I think our kids are kind of responding. They've learned from things from last year. We're not the most talented team, but our kids have played really, really hard, and have corrected a lot of mistakes from a year ago.
Right.
So you know, I'm pleased where we're at right now. In these dog days of August. So I think we're in really good shape, which that'll win you a ball game or two right off the bat if you can handle those elements. And then now we're taking care of the football a lot better than we did last year.
Well, you know, Judd, you've won everywhere you've gone, and you came from Forest and won state championships there, and you went to Clinton, won a state championship there. Does this group of Arrows remind you in any way of the team that Cam Akers led to a state championship?
You know, in some ways they really do, just because, you know, I think we're young in a lot of places, and those guys are having to play in some really big ball games. So, I think, and, you know, we're in the process of trying to climb that ladder again, you know, and you got to start somewhere, and this group has a really good mindset of the business and the tasks that are at hand, and they've handled it well so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Coach, Caleb Collins here. Obviously, Clint has one of the best defenses in the state this year. Who are a couple big names to watch for this year on the defense?
You know, I think Bryce Turner, he's one of our deep guys at the safety. And, you know, our linebacking core is really good right now. I think those guys are pretty awesome running to the football right now, and DeLawrence Butler, Ryan Davis, Desmond Baker. And then our front three are nine. We'll rotate about nine bodies in on the front. But, you know, those guys are all sophomores and juniors, so they're getting some very valuable playing time.
You know, speaking of playing time, they're going to get a lot of playing time next week over in Brandon. You know, the thing that just always impresses me, Judd, in this area is these 6A teams that have, you know, before they get into the district. Man, I mean, you guys are all playing each other. I mean, you're talking about playing Brandon or playing Madison Central or Northwest Rank. I mean, you're playing each other, Pearl, to find out, you know, where your program is. Do you like taking on these big teams before you get into district?
Yeah, you know, I do, Russ. I think, you know, I think back when we were at Forest and they would get mad at me sometimes, especially after I left, but we had played the schedule forever. You know, we played Bassville, we played Tylertown, we played Jackson Prep. We played those tough teams, and you know, some people with scheduling, it's hard to schedule around some things, but in this division that we're in, man, if you don't, you got to test yourself really early and hope that you can stay healthy through the grind of our division. So, and then, you know, Brandon's definitely probably, just from what I can see right now, I know my superintendent told me, he said, boy, you got about three Division I kids, maybe time to finally win one at Clinton. So, and I love him to death, Dr. Burchfield, but, yeah. You know, he would put the pressure on you, and you'd have to rise to the occasion. So those guys are, your Brenton are super, super talented, man. I think they're one of the better looking teams that I've seen in a long time. So we have a huge task ahead of us next week, going to their place and trying to hold on to those guys.
You know, having been living in Clinton myself and having done era ball games for 19 years, I go all the way back to the, you know, Booty Sloan era back there, and of course Jerry Lyons. I mean, the coaching's staffs over the years have been so good, but I think what, as a coach, what you can appreciate is the fact that your city comes out and supports you like they do.
Man, they do an awesome job. Like tonight, man. Tonight, Russ, it was awesome, man. They packed the home side out, and there were people standing everywhere along the fence. So, yeah, man, I couldn't be more proud about the community support we've had over the past 6 and 7 years that I've been blessed to be here.
I got to ask you, you know, there's so much now that these kids deal with besides football. Of course, with social media being what it is, and, you know, we went through the video game era back in the 90s and the 2000s. There's just so many things these kids are involved in. Do you find that it's harder for you as a coach and a coaching staff to keep kids focused today more than ever?
I don't know if I'm going to tell you what, man. This is my, and I'm always honest, you know that.
Yep.
But my humble opinion is, if I could deal with just kids, if I could deal with the, you know, say 1,400, 1,500 kids in Clinton High School, man, I would have the best job in the world. But you have to deal with adults. Adults make the same stupid mistakes as the kids do, if not worse. So, yeah, it's tough to keep them, focused in on some things. But I think it goes from each group to group that you have as well, and how mature they are, and really how task-oriented those guys are.
Well, you're doing a great job over there, Judd. You have from the day you walked on the campus, and it's been my pleasure to call you a friend since I met you when you were down at Forest, and you've just, you know, turned that program around, and you're doing the same thing at Clinton, and we look forward to watching what these eras do the rest of the year. You've got some really good kids on that team, and we're going to be keeping an eye on it. Who knows? Maybe in at the end, you'll be in the last game. It's a long way between now and then, but I'll tell you, I like, for my money, I like Judd Boswell.
That's why we play him. That's the only reason we want to play and have a shot to play in December. So, man, that's an awesome thing, and thank you guys for your kind words, and I hope you have a great night, man.
Thanks, Judd.
I appreciate
it. Have a good one. Judd Boswell, the head coach.
Take care.
All righty. Judd Boswell, the head coach for the Clinton Eras, as we get ready to wrap up this second show. Anything jump out at you that surprised you tonight, George?
You know, I don't know if I would say surprise. I mean, I think there were a lot of good games. I thought it was really interesting listening to Kerry talk about playing the Iberville and how Picayune, the amount of yardage that they
unbelievable.
Had and
that
lost
insane.
By 16 points. They had like 500 yards
those are
rushing.
Video game style numbers.
Yeah, 500 yards rushing and you lose by 16. That's a little disheartening.
You can't try to do that.
No.
Pearl, you know, they just keep winning. You know, the way Greg Flynn, of course, the way Greg Flynn always talks about it, you'd wonder how in the world they win one game, you know? And yet they won, what did he say, 18 in a row?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right.
And in 6A now, that's pretty doggone
that is
tough.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough to
so
do.
I thought that was a real interesting game. I think somebody who's kind of waiting in the weeds around here is Northwest Rankin. Boy,
yeah.
They're pretty strong and pretty healthy, and Brandon's a good team. So there's a lot of good teams. I think 6A is just absolutely wide open this year.
Well, and I think tonight it may not be of interest of everybody, but the fact that West Point beat Louisville 26-10.
Yeah.
You kind of wonder from week to week, you know, just, but you can't play at such a high level every week and have these games that are so tough.
But keep in mind, I mean, I don't remember, was it Navarre that Louisville went last week and won?
Yes.
So that Louisville may be a pretty strong 4A team.
Yeah.
And to keep West Point under 50 is an accomplishment,
yeah.
You know. So,
right.
So a lot of good games. I mean, we're just week two. We got, 13 more weeks to go, something like that.
I'm with you, though.
There'll be no shortage of football.
No, but for a team to get 503 yards on the ground and lose
by 16.
Especially when we see these more spread out offenses now, where it's so easy to bottle up the running backs. It's just impossible to see that nowadays.
You know, you could understand it if they lost.
Lost by a couple of points.
Right.
But to lose 16 by 16, that's 500.
And I thought Matt Timms was pretty quick to figure out they had some problems in the red zone tonight. Yeah. You know, because you're there. Right. You got to be there with that many
yards.
You've
gone from one end to the other. Wrong.
You can't get it.
Been in the land of, like John Bond reminded us last week, the land of milk and honey. You got to get it in the land of milk and honey. It doesn't count otherwise.
Hey, big win for John Bond tonight.
Yeah, it was. Nice win for you.
Big win. So, want to wrap it up? We'll see you here next week on Friday night, Under the Lights.